from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
3-2. Swung on, line down the right field line. That's a base hit. And it'll hit off the sidewall. Merrifield on his way to second. He's going to try for third as Castellanos had to go over to cover the corner possibility, and Merrifield's going to have himself a leadoff triple.
Yeah, just the adding insult to the nonsense last night. Whit Merrifield, what a pair of extra base hits. Welcome back. Midday Show. We're live today from 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex. We're by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to HitchRV.com. Eagle safety Reed Blankenship is going to join us after their final practice of training camp today. It is over today. Sirianni said before practice today, they're going to work them hard. A longer practice. Final one today. And then obviously a preseason game on Saturday. And then they start prepping here, Hugh, for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of alumni out here today. It's funny because when they said they were going to have a hard practice today, it don't look like it's going to be that hard. It's just different.
Well, it's going to be longer. I mean, that's when they say hard, it's longer.
Yeah. And, you know, this is about the time, you know, you usually break camp after this game. Well, usually would be after the third preseason game. But, yeah, that's about right. And just start getting prepared for the cutdowns that are coming next week.
Tuesday, I believe, yep.
And just get ready for the season because the season is upon us.
Yeah, we're almost there. A lot of Eagles to come. We got a lot to get into. But we start with the Phillies, who stunk it up last night, lose 3-1 in Atlanta, the Braves. I'm putting the biggest blame on the slide in the second half on the star player, specifically Bryce Harper. 651 OPS since the break. It's been poor.
It should have came up bigger last night.
And that really cemented it for me. He gets doesn't play Sunday, full day off, doesn't use the pinch hit because they got to rest. Yeah, full day off on Monday, real day off. And then yesterday, 0-4, 3 strikeouts. And it's not like Reynaldo Lopez is a nice pitcher. He's had a nice year for the Braves. But he's not going up against Chris Sale. He's not going up against prime Randy Johnson. Like, we're not talking about the greatest pitchers in baseball, Hall of Famers. He's just a good pitcher last night. And Bryce is just hitless and looked lost up there. 215-592-9494. Then we got to hear this after the game. You got Whit Merrifield. You know, okay, a little jab at the Phillies as he goes down to Atlanta and he helps them win a game against the Phils.
For you personally, you face your former team for the first time since becoming an Atlanta Brave, a triple, a double, a walk, a run. You do it in an excellent manner. How much do you relish the opportunity to contribute that way?
Well, I mean, it is just it's another game. But I'd be lying if I said it didn't feel good, you know, to play well against a team that told you that you weren't good enough to play for him. So, it's whether that's, I wasn't playing very good over there, so it might be true at the time, but, it's nice to play well against your former team. But I do love those guys and wish them nothing but the best, just a little bit less than the best when they play the Braves.
A little dig there. Told you I wasn't good enough to play for you.
No, you know what he did? He took a moment to try to take a dig, but then he realized
that he stunk here?
Yeah, that he wasn't good. I mean, that's the delusion that most players have nowadays. I mean, come on, bro. They gave you an opportunity. They gave you ample opportunity, and you came up short. You started the season here.
Yeah, and it gave him a decent amount of at-bats to kind of like work his way through it. And then at some point, you got to pull the plug.
So just come on, man. Be humble. I mean, it's great that you had a good game finally. You only did that one time here, wasn't it?
He had the home run against the Mets. Yeah, he very rarely did anything.
Yeah, so it's like just be humble in that situation, man, because, they did kind of put you back on, help you out by giving you the job. You just didn't help them out by reciprocating.
Well, he did not, and it's annoying to see that he helped them win a baseball game last night against the Phillies. 215-592-9494. Who do you blame the most for the Phillies slide? Dennis in Mount Laurel's up talking to Phillies here this morning. Hey, Dennis.
Joey G in high definition. You, Douglas. How you doing?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Dennis. What's up, pal? What are you thinking?
Well, I almost agree with you, and I'm not the biggest Bryce Harper fan in the world, but that being said, I think you have to look at our president of baseball operations and our bullpen as the major reason why, we're the bullpen's coming up short. And how can you walk four guys in one freaking inning? I mean, give me a break.
Dennis, I think the last time a Philly walked four batters in an inning was 2015. Like, we haven't seen this in a decade. And they had some bad teams, like 2015, 2016, 17. Yeah. Those teams stunk, and we haven't seen this since then.
Yeah, and to your point, Bryce Harper, he is not in the top 15 in baseball and home runs and not in the top 20 in RBIs. He's not even first on the team in home runs, RBIs, and he's second or third in hits, singles, doubles, and batting average. So five offensive categories, he's not number one in any of them.
And it hits, Dennis, because, I think the beginning of July was a legitimate conversation. Him, Ohtani, who's going to win the MVP, he's not even in the conversation anymore. He's fallen so far off that, like you said, probably not even a top 15 offensive player right now.
No, and I don't agree with giving him the day off. And what I would have done if I were Bryce Harper, I would have gone to the head coach, manager, and I would have said, hey, maybe you're not want to start me, but I'm ready for pinch hitting. I'm warming up. I'm stretching like every other pinch hitter does, and put me in there if you need me. That's what I would have done.
Well, and you know what it is? And it's why, and Dennis, good phone call. It's why games like Sunday are frustrating, Hugh, because in the course of a season, you're going to have some nights where you just don't, you lose.
You don't have it, yeah.
So on a night or a game like Sunday where you have a chance and you kind of just say, we'll get them next time. Like, it's hard to give away games you can win. Games you're going to lose anyway. That's why when they're down by 10 and they roll Stubbs in there to pitch, it doesn't make me as angry as other people because they lost that game anyway. You know what I mean? It's over. It's almost like you're down 17 with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of an Eagles game. It's over, right? Like, move on next week. But when you have games like Sunday, you could win. That's why people keep coming back to that. And you get the day off, and then you don't hit the next day.
Yeah, but I look at it also like this, Joe, and you're right. But you got to come up big when you have days off like that. You can't go over. And one of the things that stuck out to me last night was one of the Braves relief pitchers, Grant Holmes. Hadn't had a whole lot of starts up until this point, and he looked unhittable for the most part last night.
Well, the last 17 Phillies batters went down in order, 17 in a row. I mean, that you're right. It was Grant Holmes for two innings, Jimenez, Iglesias, 17 in a row.
Yeah,
that's futile.
He looked like he out there making moonshine on the weekend too. Grant Holmes was like he out there making moonshine on the weekend.
I just pulled up his picture on the MLB app. Yeah, bro. I'd be surprised if he's not making moonshine on the weekend.
Or meth. That ain't right. I take that back.
Yeah,
I'm stereotyping him. I
think the moonshine is fair. Yeah,
the moonshine, though. Yeah. Not the meth.
215.
You can do the moonshine.
592-9494. That's how you help it. All right, before we go any further here, Hugh, we have to give away a spot. So the Midday Show, Fantasy Football League, the draft's going to be at Chickies of Pete's, live in-person draft, 1 week from today. We're going to be there next Wednesday. We'll get you all the details on our exact time. We got a room set up like we did last year.
Draft room, the war room.
The war room. And we'll see if Hugh stays awake for this one. We will make it a little earlier.
Well,
it's
on
time.
A Wednesday.
Yeah, well, that's right. Last time we were on a Friday. So we got a spot today to give away, Midday Show Fantasy Football League. And we're trying to figure out how to get there today. And like, what's the best way to give this away? And then we saw that story where, did you see who's playing John Madden in the new movie they're making about Madden?
Yes.
Nick Cage.
I also saw a picture of him. I guess it's allegedly him in L.A. walking around. He looked a little rotund. I don't know if that was the real picture or not.
You think he's getting in character?
Well, because now AI is big and people manipulate pictures all the time. So you have to, like, when you look at pictures nowadays, you got to kind of, just kind of question if they're legit or not. And he looked a little rotund. I thought he was getting into character, but him playing John Madden, that's going to be interesting.
So it's funny. So this came up, and we're talking before the show about, you know, the new Madden movie and Nick Cage playing it. And I mentioned that whenever I see National Treasure on TV, I stop and I watch. And then we got Kyle, who just made me feel really old because he told me no one does it anymore. No one likes channel surfs anymore. Kyle, it's over? Like, no one does this?
Yeah, I mean, the click and stick is obsolete because who the hell clicks through channels anymore? Like, you can't accidentally find a TV show or a movie.
TV now.
It's like, yeah, you zero in on something you want to watch, and you Google it. You find the streaming service that it's on,
and you just go,
and then you pull it up. Yeah, I mean, it's 2024. You guys got to, you guys got to get with the program here.
All right. Well, all of this—the fact that there's a John Madden movie, the fact that I guess no one just changes channels anymore—it all—it all made me feel old today. So here's what we're looking for a spot in the midday show, Fantasy Football, like something that either made you feel old, like the moment you felt old, or makes you feel old? Hugh, what makes you feel old?
What makes me feel old? It's a few things, but usually when, you know, I don't understand the slang.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, my kids have started that now, and it's mostly silly stuff because they're 9 and 7, but like they'll hear, there's, I guess, these words kids say.
Yeah.
Or like phrases, and I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, like the emotion is big, and when I don't know certain stuff like that, and my younger friends, they'll call me Pop-Pop. They'll be like, oh, Pop-Pop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You didn't know what that meant. I'm like, I don't care, but I am comfortable.
I think Kyle and I might steal that one when we don't like what you're
saying. I'm comfortable with my old age, though, but a lot of people aren't, but yeah. That's the one.
When old I don't people are cool. The slang.
Yeah, old people are super cool.
All right, what makes you feel old? Best one we hear today on the Midday Show with Joe Giuliano and Pop-Pop here. We'll get you in the spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. Kyle, what makes you feel? I mean, do you ever feel old, Kyle? You're not old yet.
Well, so I'm still,
young.
I'm in my prime as a young man here, 28. I'll be 29 soon. Creeping towards it.
You only got a year left of your prime, buddy. You get to 30, it's over.
So I guess I will say there's one thing that makes me realize, like, I don't got it anymore. And that's if I, like, go out for a night and have a few beverages. It might take me an extra day to
the
recover.
Recovery,
yeah.
The recovery.
It's like, you need an entire extra day to really get back on the grind.
Yeah, you
I
know
think
what,
that's for everybody.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's a process of learning yourself through that.
Yes.
Like, when I was your age, I felt the same thing. And then I was like, well, if I just hydrate more before bed and hydrate when I wake up, I'll be fine.
Right.
And then I realized, no, I can't do that either.
No.
I just need to have less.
When
I
was
need
in,
to, yeah.
when I, when I was in college, I could do the Friday and then Saturday night. Like if I gotta pick one day of the weekend, man, and then I need the rest to recover.
It's maintenance. Like when Lane Johnson has a maintenance day here at training camp.
Yeah, load management.
Yeah, exactly. 215-592-9494. Something that makes you feel old or made you feel old at the moment you realize you're old. For a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League, our live draft at Chickie's next Wednesday. All right, Chris in Middletown is up talking about the Phils who struggled to score runs last night. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are we doing on this fine hump day?
Well, it's a good day. We're at Eagles practice here. I wish the Phillies could score some runs, but at least we got the Eagles in front of us.
We have an INT yet?
Not yet. History is being made in front of us, and I expect Elliot to chronicle this one up there with the great news stories in the history of Philly media.
I'm so excited for that parade. I can't wait to be there. I've took the day off and already booked the hotel. So
what about the Phils, Chris?
Let's go to the Phils, Kyle. Let's stay on topic. Thank you, Kyle. Guys, Phillies, here's who I had to blame with all this. I blame the players. I blame their approach. And in particular, I blame the stars. I blame Bryce Harper, Castellanos, who stunk in the beginning of the year. But, he's come on as of late. But, it's been their approach, the swinging from their shoes, just last night was, again, when they lost, it didn't shock me. That the pitcher could not throw his slider for a strike. It was out of the zone every single time. The only pitch he was located in the strike zone was his fastball, but yet they kept swinging at the breaking pitches out of the zone and, just getting beat by fastballs down the middle of the plate. And it's just infuriating. To me, that just encapsulates that whole second half and what we've seen. It's bad at-bats, bad approaches, bad game plan, and just stubbornness and unwillingness of the players to do what we need for them to do.
And it hasn't stopped, Chris. I mean, that it's one thing to have a bad week or two bad weeks in a row, but it's continued over and over again. And they have these nights, they look lifeless.
There was no reason to lose that game last night. No reason. The bottom, you saw what the bottom half of the lineup did. They were the ones producing. I mean, those top three players should have walked out of there, hanging their heads in shame last night. To go 0-for-12, that is just insane. And then Schwarber struck out four times. Bryce struck out three times. I mean, at least Trey made contact. But that's embarrassing. I mean, you're supposed to be the leaders of this clubhouse. Show up in the big series and do that, and those guys beneath you showed up. They hit the ball, moved.
Yeah, it's unacceptable. They got to wake up.
The bottom half of the lineup and the post game show, and they criticized Hughes Boy Rojas.
Yeah, I know. You came in here this morning and said that they criticized Rojas.
Chris, when I was in passing because I was doing something last night. When I heard, I wasn't sure if I heard it or not, but I thought I did, and when I said it, I was like, wow, that's very interesting that when you talk about the top of the order that wasn't hidden, you go straight to Rojas and what he's done. I just thought that was pretty
interesting.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Now, come on. Rojas,
not on the night when the top of the lineup did what
exactly.
They did. You don't
exactly. Yeah. And I know he came up a couple times with guys on base and he could have done something, but the bigger issue is Bryce Harper hitting first half Castellanos in the second half. That's the bigger issue. Yeah. All right, Chris, what makes you feel old?
All right, guys. So here's what makes me feel old. I'm going to take you back a number of years ago. I played baseball my entire life and into my sophomore year of college. And, so I love baseball as my sport. So, get married, have children. So my son's 9 at this time, and we joined a softball league. And I'm like, hey, watch dad, relive his glory days and me put my cape on and show him how I'm a stud. Well, I get up there for first at bat, I swing out of my shoes and dribble a ball on third base. So I know I got to bust it down the line. Well, I take off, as fast as I've written down the line. Well, about halfway down, my left hamstring just popped.
Oh, no.
I've never popped a hamstring. I go immediately down into the dirt, and I'm laying in the dirt, and my face is in the dirt in massive amount of pain, and I'm pretty tough individual. I can take a lot of pain. It hurt like the worst thing in the world. And what made it all the more worse, I realized I no longer had my cape anymore. is my son comes over to me out of concern, and he's patting me on the back and telling me, "Are you okay, Daddy? Don't worry. It's okay. It's okay." He's consoling me. And that's when I realized the show's over.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's a sobering experience. I had one of those, too. That hurts. Yeah.
Chris, that's a good one, man. We'll get in the mix for Lee. He goes down, pulls the hammy. The son comes over to console him. Good one.
94 WIP breaking news.
Oh, we do have breaking news here, and it's big news. And I saw it live. I tried not to make, you know, because Chris is doing his phone call there. And so I'm trying to motion to Hugh. I'm like, Hugh, I think Jalen just threw an interception. Jalen Hurts threw an interception. The interceptionless streak is over. He does not go a full training camp without one. Yeah, hit the alarms. So I'm watching it, Hugh, and we can certain days we're here at camp, we could see everything a little bit better depending on the angle and which field they're on. Today's a pretty good one because they're almost like they're a different angle than they usually are.
Yeah.
And Hugh, so I saw the pick. I saw the defense make an interception as I looked up. And then my first thought is, which quarterback did the rep, right? Because that I couldn't tell. But then I saw Jalen chasing him, like, you know, as if it's a real play and he's chasing the defender who picked the ball off. And I was like, it was him. He threw a pick. It's over.
No, and you know what's funny? You were trying to tell me that. And you were trying to motion to me and say, he just threw a pick. And you know what I heard? He threw a pitch. And I'm like, who out here pitch? Because we were talking baseball.
Right, right.
And I'm like, a pitch? And I'm trying to look at Mike, and I'm like, what is he talking about? Did it dawned on me. When I saw the defense running, he threw a pick. Yeah, I'm slow.
It looked like, I'm not sure if it was a safety or a linebacker, someone kind of like dropped into coverage, and maybe he didn't see him.
He didn't see him.
Yeah, because he was like, he jumped in front of the receiver there, whether it was a back or a tight end. It's kind of hard at this angle. But I did see the pick, and I knew right away this would be, Kyle would be all over that breaking news. So what do we think about this? Is it good he got one out of his system before week one?
Well, you know, there were some pundits out there that believed that should have been the case. Like,
yep.
He should have just went on here and throw a pick just to, you know, get it out of his system. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I still think it's pretty impressive to go a whole training camp and only throw one pick.
Do you think the defense was more in tune with this after we told Zach Bond yesterday what was going on? Because Zach Bond seemed like he wasn't fully aware.
You know,
and maybe
what?
They talked last night.
You know
we
what's
gotta
funny?
Get one.
I didn't think about it that way because I remember yesterday when we talked about it, you asked me something like that. I said, well, he's probably going to forget about this interview. Don't seem like he did.
Did not. So it was Slay. Slay had the interception there. So the Hurts interception streak is over. Elliot joins the show later to react to all this. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Steve is up next on WIP. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. So I place the blame three parts here. One on Dombrowski for constructing this lineup. If they don't hit home runs, we don't win. That's how this team was constructed. It's also on the hitting coach, though, because at some point, when are they going to make the adjustments? If I'm a pitcher, I'm throwing every pitch in the dirt, and I'm going to let them strike themselves out. And then it's also on the players. I'm tired of watching them feeling sorry for themselves. At some point, they just need to man up and just take care of their responsibility and win the games.
Yeah, and on the last point, Steve, there's something about them where – and we always talk about vibes. Like, when things are going well, it goes really well, right? Like, the playoff games they won last year, how they destroyed the Braves and the Diamondbacks the first two games. But, boy, when it goes bad, their body language, like, collectively, is awful. I mean, Bryce,
yeah, you can just,
Trey.
You see them feeling sorry for themselves.
Yeah, they do. And like, if I – Bohm does this, too. Now, Bohm's been pretty good all year, so we've seen less of him kind of, you know, with his head down. But he does it, too, whenever he's struggling. They got to wake up because, man, if they fall out of the first two seeds and they have to play wild card weekend, it's just ridiculous. Steve, what makes you feel old?
So I was going to go with a baseball, but the last caller kind of stole my thunder. So this is what made me first realize I was getting old, and it continues to make me feel old. It wasn't so much when I got the first gray hair. It was when I started getting gray facial hair.
Oh, that'll do it.
Gray facial hair made you feel old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That make you feel old, Hugh?
No.
I got a decent amount of it.
Yeah, it makes me feel distinguished.
Yeah, you could spin it that way.
Now, see.
Go ahead.
No, because I, you know, this is what they call oversharing. You know,
you
it would really make
that.
You. I mean, but you know.
Oh, no.
You already know.
Do you want to do?
Yeah,
that?
When you talk about what hairs make you feel old, those pubic hairs, the ones that make you feel really old, when you get those, that's when you knew you have crossed over. I ain't got those yet. But I'm, you know, maybe that was a little bit too much.
It was a lot, yeah.
It was a lot.
I thought the pause in the conversation, you would take it a different way. Steve, we'll get you in the mix. It's a good one. I do think it's a good one. For the gray facial hair.
Yeah.
Make sure we get that
But when you start getting gray in other areas, this is a sign. Now you know you have you've peaked, and you're on another. You're about to be on another side.
It's all downhill after that, apparently. All right, 215-592-9494. The Jalen Hurts interceptionless streak is over. Darius Slay picked him up. Hugh, I don't know if you noticed it because, you know, we're in the trailer here, so the RV. I sense a little buzz in the crowd when it happened. Now, it was a big play, right? The people are here to watch a big play. And there's a decent number of people here today.
There's a lot of people
here
today.
I think the people here knew what was at stake.
You think they knew?
I think a lot.
You think they listened to the show?
Exactly. I think a lot of people here realized that he hadn't thrown a pick all camp. And
yeah, because it has been beat over our head for the last couple of weeks, so of course they did.
I would say at the shows we've done here, maybe once or twice a practice, like an ooh and ah from the crowd. Usually it's like an AJ Brown
like
cast. Yeah, there was a noise. There was like a gasp. Like, oh, he threw a pick. Jalen Hurts, first pick of training camp on the last day. All right, the Phillies, who do you put the most blame on for this slide? And it's been a slide since the All-Star break. Is it the Stars? Is it Topper? Is it Dombrowski? Who do you put it on? Plus, spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. We're looking here for the thing that made you feel it or makes you feel it. 215-592-9494. And we'll get to the Eagles next. There's a group of guys this roster that I think could make or break the defense this season. We'll discuss the Midday Show live from Eagles camp on Sports Radio 9.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.